you for joining us for live paranormal radio. From the paranormal to the unexplained.
Thank you for joining us on History FM Radio on liveparanormal.com and history.fm. From paranormal to the unexplained history, it all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in live interactive chat 24/7 with our radio show hosts and other like-minded people on www.liveparanormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by full interactive media. Stop by now and join in on the fun.
Hey everybody, this is RJ Deacon, and we are Spiritual Journeys Radio tonight. It is a Halloween episode. We had to do a little Haunted Mansion get up going here. We have an amazing guest tonight. She's been a good friend of mine for a long time. Well, I wouldn't say a long time, but we're going to share some EVPs with you guys tonight. We're going to share some great ghost hunting stories. She's a fantastic, and I know that you will be excited to talk to her. And I think she's on the phone. Let me see. Miss Patty, are you there? Miss Patty, are you there?
I am here. How are you?
I'm good. How are you tonight?
I'm great. I'm all excited about this show.
Well, I'm excited that you're excited about it too. Well, this is just I don't want to say a elder, but you've been hunting ghosts for a while. How long have you been hunting ghosts?
Not about 40 years.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a long time.
It is a long time, but you've seen a lot of stuff, and you've been kind of tell everybody what you've done over the years, if you don't mind.
No, I don't mind at all. I tell people that I've been fortunate enough to have actually been able to ghost hunt in 4 different countries and in 26 different states in the United States. And that's really, when I tell people that, it's not to impress them, but maybe to impress upon them the vast experience that I've had collecting evidence. And I think the best evidence that I've collected over the years are actual videos which show apparitions, and also audios which I totally get to communicate with the spirits and find out more about them.
So you've been doing this for 40 years. So since you've been in 4 different countries, what country do you think is the most active? Let's put it that way.
Oh, Scotland.
Scotland. That's surprising.
Yeah. I really enjoyed Scotland. I got to go to many places. I happened to, when I lived there, I rented from a fellow that was, I forgot the name of his position, but he would go and he had to, he would do the taxes on different properties and lands and everything. And sometimes I had my son with me, Shane, and sometimes he would say, "You want to ride out with me?" And then we would go to an old lighthouse that was blown up during World War II. And just different places like that. And while he was doing his surveys and things that he had to do, I kind of, did a little investigating, and to see what I could find out, to see if I could contact spirits or take pictures and get things. And so I did that while I was when I lived in Scotland.
Well, I know what you do, but the people that have never heard of Patty Starr, and if they have never heard of Patty Starr, they're probably living under a rock. kind of tell people what you do now that you've done. You've hunted ghosts for 40 years. What are you doing now that you're kind of you know, 40 years is a long time.
Yeah, it is. Well, I think back in 2000, I got a really genuine break. My husband Chuck and I went to a ballroom dancing at the community college, and I had worn a T-shirt that said Ghost Chasers International, you know, which was the name of my company at the time. And there was a lady there, and she said that they were always looking for really interesting courses for the college, and she asked me if I'd be interested in teaching a ghost course, a ghost hunting course. So in 2000, I started teaching at the time it was called the Lexington Community College, LCC. And I taught there for 8 years, and I taught introduction to ghost hunting and advanced ghost hunting. And after that 8-year period, because I had my own ghost hunter shop, I decided that it would be a little bit more beneficial for me and my students if I had the classes at my shop, because then after the class, I had all the equipment and the gear and different things that I could offer them that they could actually, you know, go into the shop and buy. So then I had my ghost hunting classes there at the shop until 2016. And then I also went international, and I had students from Hong Kong, I had students from Ireland, Africa, England, just trying to think of all the classes that I had. And so
wow.
I was, you know, I just felt like I was really blessed to be able to share the information that I'd been able to gather for all these years. And just things that I know. And I always tell people that when you hear me talk about what I do or what I've discovered or what my research has sort of opened up to me, you have to realize that it is of one person's opinion. It is what I see through my own environment and my upbringing and my religious beliefs. So that means that because anytime we deal with ghosts and spirits and things like that, you know, it's not like an absolute science. We really, really can't prove that there are these ghosts, spirits, angels, entities, whatever it is that we feel that we're communicating with. So I always ask people I tell people that when they hear me explain something, just remember that it's not the only explanation out there. There's other explanations. So just keep looking until you hear one that resonates with maybe what you believe in. And then hold on to that.
Well, that's good advice. That's really good advice. So since you've been ghost hunting over the years, I'm sure that there's people that are listening that do, you know, paranormal investigations. What, if you don't mind to share, what equipment do you favor, and what kind of techniques, that kind of thing, since you are the ghost hunter of all ghost hunters. I call you the ghost hunter. So what would you suggest in people using? What would you, I mean, certain equipment that you like, that kind of thing?
Uh-huh. Well, I do have two favorites. Number one, of course, is a digital recorder so that I can hopefully accomplish at least getting some EVP, electronic voice phenomena, while I'm ghost hunting. And my other one is the cell sensor. Or some people, it's the same piece of equipment, it's just made a little differently, and that's called the ghost meter. So I like those two meters. Some people like the K2 meter. Some people like the trifield meter. But for me, I like the cell sensor or what we call the ghost meter. If I have those two pieces of equipment, then I'm happy, you know, because I just feel like I can do a lot with that. See, with the meter, I do this thing called digital dowsing, where when the meter goes off, I can ask them to communicate with me through the meter by beeping for yes, do nothing for no when I ask questions. And then I can continue to ask questions like, is there more than one spirit? I might ask, is it male or female? And the way they answer is they will beep are make the noise for a yes answer, or they do nothing, and then I take that as a no answer.
Okay. Well, there's a new I found something today. I guess I could share this with you.
Oh, yeah, please.
I know that some people use their phones to investigate. You know, you can download different apps, and I found an app today that I thought was pretty remarkable. It's I'm trying to think of the name here, so just give me a second. But it's an app that has the ghost box. It's got the EVPs. It's got a recorder on it. It's got a lot of different information on it. I'm trying to get the app name here. Sorry. It's Ghost.
Yeah, do that. I would like to. Yeah, I don't.
It's Ghost Paranormal Science Toolkit.
It's what?
It's Ghost Paranormal Science Toolkit.
Wait a minute. Ghost Paranormal. Paranormal. What is it? Ghost Paranormal what?
Toolkit.
Toolkit. Okay, man, I'll look that up. I like to try them all. And I always explain to people.
Go ahead.
No, I always like to explain people that when I do try apps, I have to, you know, I just say this. It's kind of like a toy. You know, and sometimes, though, they seem to really be working. So then I'll play with it a little bit. I always say play. Because scientifically, I cannot prove anything scientifically because I'm not under any kind of controlled environment situation. So I like to kind of call these apps like toys, you know, and I just kind of play with them. But sometimes you can get some really good information, and then you can take that information and maybe some way in the history you could validate it. And then I'm like, wow, that tool really worked. But then there's other times when they don't work. So I just kind of play with it and feel like I can figure out, is it working this time, or should I just turn it off?
Well, it's called, and you'll have to forgive me. I was looking for the name, but it's called Ghost Science. Excuse me. So it's called
Ghost Science. Okay.
And it's got an audio feature. It's got an EMF feature, an EVP feature, a geoscope feature, the ghost box feature, a barometer feature, and it also has a twilight where everything kind of looks like in a green light. I downloaded it this morning since I'm coming to Wild Turkey this weekend and wanted to just, like you said, just to use it as a toy, just to see if it would work.
Yep, absolutely, absolutely. Now, that's kind of exciting what you're doing this weekend. I did a really neat investigation there once and enjoyed it. So I know you're going to have a good time doing that.
Well, for those that don't know, and you know, of course, but I will be going to Wild Turkey Distillery this weekend for Friday and Saturday. I will be doing my medium work there, but I also will be conducting an investigation of their warehouse A, which is like I think it was 1858, I think. And we've already done some fantastic work there, but they're having a whole event. And if people are interested, they can go get tickets at wildturkeybourbon.com. And it's going to be quite a fun night. Well, two nights, matter of fact. So shame you can't be there, but I understand.
Oh, gosh, I know. But I know you'll have a good time. And I bet you'll come up with some great evidence. I can hardly wait to hear about it.
Well, I'm ready, so I will definitely share with you.
Good, baby.
Well, speaking of sharing, you and I have talked. We're friends outside of this. I guess we're more than friends. We're family because we've worked together. We've known each other for a long time. And they say any friends that you've known for 7 years or more are really your family, not your friends. So I consider
That's
you family.
True. That is very true. I like that saying.
So since you and I have been hanging out for a long time, you have you and I talked this week and you shared some of your EVPs with us that you've had for a while, and we're gonna, you know, share some of those with everybody tonight because I think they're pretty incredible, and we'll play two or three times so everybody can hear what's being said. So if you will. At the hospital, if you want to tell everybody about the hospital, because we have a few EVPs with that one. So kind of tell everybody what the tuberculosis hospital was and that kind of thing.
Okay. Well, back in 2000, when I was teaching at the college, I needed places to take the students, so we would go on field trips. And I got permission from the judge executive in Paris, Kentucky. And he gave me permission to bring my students in to an old abandoned TB hospital. And so there was actually a lady that worked for the state park. She would come and unlock the door for us so that we could get in. And it was pretty, it was pretty dilapidated. And, there was a couple of rooms where, things had caught on fire. So we had to be careful. It was four stories. And so we had to be careful not to fall down any of the elevator shafts and things of this nature. So we would go in and we would figure out, we would start at the very bottom, and we would set our equipment up. We would set a different, at the time, we would set up the video cameras and the audio devices. And then we would, I would personally wear a recorder that would record the entire time that I did the investigation. And that's how I got a lot of my EVPs. And then, of course, I didn't know that I got some of these EVPs until I got home. Now, at the PD hospital, right off when we went in, we started getting EVPs from a little girl. We got many, many. Now, and I will tell you that I didn't give you all of them, but like the very first one that I got from her was, she said, "I've been sitting here all day." Okay. And then another time, she said, I was wondering where she was, and she said, "Down under the steps." And then another one of my ghost investigators, one of my students, did a recording, and she asked, "May I take your picture?" Because we were trying to get her to communicate with us. And she said, "Don't take my picture." And it made me laugh because it sounded like a little girl. Sometimes kids will get kind of obstinate, and so I thought that was really great for her to say that. I think she was the most fascinating ghost, I guess, that I've ever been blessed enough to get so many different EVPs from her. And I got it over a period of about 4 or 5 years, because every time I'd go back, I would get another EVP from her. So it was pretty cool. Which ones did we agree to play tonight?
Well, I've got about five. I've got the one for all day. I've got been sitting here all day. I've got the down under the steps. I've got the footsteps that you hear and the guy breathing really deep. And then I got the one that says, "Yes, David."
Well, let me tell you, if I may, do I have a few minutes?
Sure.
I can tell you about
sure.
it. All right.
You've got tons.
Okay. So when I finished my first investigation there, I went home and started going through all of the equipment and all of the videos and all of the audios. When I had my audio headphones on and I was listening, I heard there was a student that asked me a question, and I was going to answer the question, and I said like that, like I'm waiting to think about the answer. And just as it was totally quiet, this little girl said, "I've been sitting here all day," and she said it in a real sing-songy way, just like the way I repeated it. And I thought, oh, my gosh, it was so clear. It was so precise. So I immediately downloaded that into my computer, and I titled it, "I've Been Sitting Here All Day." Then I put my earphones back on, and it was just a few seconds later as I am answering the question. And while I'm talking, behind my voice, you could hear her say, "I've been sitting here all day again." And I thought, oh, my gosh. So this was a first. Number one, the little girl spoke in a full sentence, but then she repeated herself. And I thought it was awesome that I got the EVP from the little girl twice. So that excited me. But another thing that was kind of a little bit difficult is I was afraid that if I played it back to others, they wouldn't be able to hear the first part of I've been sitting here all day because I was talking. But I stopped my explanation right when she said, all day. So then I named that one the all day. Okay. Now, later on, after getting these EVPs, I was asked to do a Paris, Kentucky presentation at the library. So I thought, oh, my gosh, I've got so many EVPs and wonderful video and sounds from the TB hospital. I'll make my whole program about the TB hospital. So I went to put the first EVP into the PowerPoint, and it was perfect. And you can hear her say, I've been sitting here all day. Then I went to put the second one into my PowerPoint, and something had happened to the EVP while it was in my computer. Number one, it began to sound very garbled, and you couldn't hear me speaking, and you could not hear her in the background saying, I've been sitting here all day. So when the EVP started playing, it was very garbled, like, you know, like that. And I was like, what happened to my voice? And then all of a sudden, the little girl said, did you get it in the camera? And she said it just like that. That doesn't sound anything like I've been sitting here all day. And so I thought, oh, my gosh, I played it again. And again, it was garbled up to that point. And then she says, did you get it in the camera? And I said, what does she mean? I can't get her voice in my camera. And then I thought, oh, my gosh, she's asking me if I got it in the video. So I went back and I pulled the video camera footage. And I went back to the point where I got her voice on audio. And sure enough, I had captured her voice on video as well. There's another first. Now, this first was that I had never gotten an EVP in two different mediums at the same time.
That's
so
great.
I was like, oh, my gosh. And then the fact that she changed her voice while it was in my computer, and she was helping me to realize that I had this valuable information in my video, and it helped me to, you know, have more evidence and proof of her existence. Now, anytime I go into a haunted area, I always say at the very beginning, and she heard me quite well, I said, sweet spirit, we're not here to make fun of you or to take advantage of you. All we want to do is prove that you exist. So while we're here tonight, I hope you will help me collect the evidence to prove that you exist. And I feel like that's what she was doing for me. She wanted to prove that she existed.
Well, look, which one do you want to hear first? Do you want to do, I've been sitting
here
all day?
Let's play the one. You'll hear me go, and then you'll hear her say, I've been sitting here all day. Play that one first.
All right, let's see. I'll play it again.
Okay.
Did you hear that?
Yeah. I think it sounds great because she even has a little southern accent. She says, I've been sitting here all day. You know, she's
we'll play
it
one more time.
Okay.
That's you're right. She's a southern little girl.
She's so precise and she enunciated so well. I mean, so many times when we get these ghost voices, they're marled and they're like a gravelly, or they're like sometimes they just have a rhythm and you really can't make out what they're saying. But I think when I was teaching my class, I would also teach the different classes of EVP. You have A class, B class, and C class. And, of course, A, when you get an A EVP, that, you know, without a doubt in your mind, you understood exactly what they said. So you can tell she's saying, I've been sitting here all day. A B EVP, sometimes some people might hear something one way and some people might hear that they're saying something another way, but it's not all inclusive. So that's kind of like a B class. And then, of course, a C class is that you hear a voice, but you can't make out what they're saying. So I definitely would grade her as an A class.
Definitely. Okay, well, let's listen to the one that says all day.
Okay. Now you're going to hear garble, and then she says very quickly, did you get it in the camera? And she says it very fast.
Okay, let's try it. Okay, let's try it again.
Yeah, okay.
We'll try it one more time.
Okay.
Wow. That's
now, the thing is, when I downloaded it into the computer, she was saying, I've been sitting here all day. She had repeated herself. And then when I played it back to go into the PowerPoint, I get this message. And because of this message, I went back to my video camera and I found her in the video camera. And believe it or not, the video camera, her voice is even more distinctive and more clear because she's closer to the video camera than she was to my audio.
Wow. So is this the same little girl that was down under the stairs?
Yes. Yes. And I can tell you what happened when I got that video.
Okay. Well, do you want us to play it and then explain it? Or do you want me to explain it?
You can go ahead and play it. Let's go ahead and play it and then I'll explain it.
Okay.
Let's go. Come on, Chuck. Come on.
Okay. We'll play it again.
Okay.
Let's go.
Sounds like a kid in the background.
Yep, and she says, down under the steps, because before I went upstairs, I just had, you know how you have these, like you're drawn to do something or go somewhere? You have this, you know, you have to do it. Well, before we went upstairs, I said to the girls, I said, I'm going to open up. It was underneath the stairs. It was one like a stairwell door. So I opened up the stairwell, and at that moment when I opened up the stairwell, we witnessed like a mist coming out, you know, like a ectoplasmic type of activity, okay? But nobody took a picture because we didn't really expect that to happen. And I thought, oh, my gosh, wonder what that was, you know? So then we went upstairs, we did our investigating, and then when we were getting ready to go, I said, come on, Chuck. And she says, down under the steps. And I went, let's go. So she answered kind of, I think she was telling me that it was her underneath the steps.
We'll play it again. Let's play it again.
Let's go. Okay. Come on, Chuck. Come on.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
I thought it was really awesome.
Well, we've got, I've got to do a kind of a half of the show kind of a break here for just a second. And so I'm going to do a little quick break, and then we're going to get back and hear the rest of the EVPs from there. And then we've got the Griffin Gate in Lexington and some celebrity friends that you have that you've had some EVPs with. And then also some EVPs that you've shared with me that I did not know until the other night. So if you'll hold on for just a second. We'll be right back, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us for Live Paranormal Radio. From the paranormal to the unexplained, it all happens here.
It all happens here.
Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in our live video chat 24/7 with our live paranormal radio show hosts and other like-minded people. Live. Paranormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by Full Interaction Media. Stop by now and join the fun. Stop by now and join the fun.
All right, guys, we are back with our Halloween show with our famous ghost hunter, Miss Patty Starr. Again, she's been ghost hunting for 40 years, and we're so happy to have her. She shared some EVPs with us earlier, and we're going to speak to her real quick, but just to let you guys know, coming up in a few weeks, well, no, this weekend, I myself will be at Wild Turkey Distillery doing some paranormal investigating, and I'm also a medium, so we will be doing some medium work, but they have a great event going on at Wild Turkey that if you've never been able to be there at night, it's a fantastic experience, especially if you are a ghost hunter. They have amazing activities and wonderful, wonderful spirit activities too. So look on wildturkeybourbon.com. Go get your tickets, and we will see you this weekend, hopefully. So, with that being said, let's join Patty back into the group. Patty, are you still there?
I am. I'm still here. After all,
you're still there. I appreciate you sharing some Haunted Mansion music with me this week. That is one of my absolute favorite rides at Disney World. So, we had to play.
Thank you.
Sure. So, we were talking about the tuberculosis hospital in Paris, Kentucky, and we had listened to some EVPs of a little girl, and then now we've got a couple of other EVPs that if you want to share the story, or I can play them for you, whatever, but one is the man breathing. I think you said you were walking, and you heard...
Actually, when the man was breathing, what we were doing, Transylvania University... had a couple of professors in the liberal arts department, and they had decided to make a film and enter it into the film festival. And what they wanted to do is have me come out to the kitty hospital and, you know, do what I do with the meters and the voices. And then they did this film about it, and actually submitted it, I think, in New York and won. I was really happy for the students because they put a lot of really neat time in it. So what had happened was I started doing these where I would do these 30-second EVP sessions. And so what I would do is, you know, I would just ask a question. Sometimes I would ask a question and then I hit record, and then I would just see if anything would come through. Now, on this particular night, we weren't very successful. I, for the life of me, could not get an EVP. And I was very upset because usually at the Paris TB hospital, I would get tons of EVPs. But, of course, we're filming. You know how that goes, kind of like Murphy's Law. And so then I thought I would just change gears a little bit. And I said, okay, sweet spirits, if you can't speak to me or talk to us, could you make a sound, you know, that would be relevant to when you were here at the TB hospital, a sound. And so it was so awesome when I played it back, and I wait 30 seconds after I asked, and then I played it back, and it was, it kind of blew everybody away because we're always very still and very quiet during that 30 seconds. When I played it back, you can hear this deep breathing, and you can hear footsteps. I think there's three, and it's as if it's walking right up to me. And at the time when all this was happening, they took a picture of me holding my recorder and everything, asking, you know, for this spirit to come through. And there's an apparition standing right in front of me, looking at me as we got that voice.
Wow.
And not the voice, but the breathing. I'm sorry, but the breathing.
Well, let's listen to it. It's about 12 seconds, so let's listen to it.
Okay. Bye.
Wow, that's pretty incredible.
So, yeah, those footsteps. I I mean, nobody was moving. We get perfectly still when we did these little 30 seconds. You know how we do it. And we were perfectly still. There was nobody walking, nobody breathing, and it was pretty cool.
Let's play it again. That's pretty creepy.
Well, and also I asked for a sound that would be indicative to when they were there, and it being a TB hospital, it made sense to me that they would breathe. You know why he was breathing so hard.
Wow. Well, we've got one more at the tuberculosis hospital, and I have it down as yes, David. So what's the story behind this?
Well, I was doing an investigation, and I had another psychic that joined me. And I just turned and asked him, I said, are you getting any names or anything? And he said that, yes, I'm getting the name David. So he said, is your name David? And you can hear a very definite, yes. And at the time, I was dowsing, and my rods crossed to become a yes response. So we got it also from the dowsing. And we did not know that we got the yes until I played it back.
Okay, but let's play it and see.
His name starts with a D. Is it David? Is that what it is? Yeah. David.
All right, we'll try it again.
You heard me, yeah.
His name starts with a D. Is it David? Is that what it is? Yeah.
David. Wow.
It was so quick, and yeah. You know, it's a man's voice. It was awesome. It was really cool. Yeah.
Well, cool. Well, so you've done a lot of investigating since you live in Lexington, Kentucky, and I used to live in Lexington too, so I know the activity in Lexington is really strong, very
uh-huh.
active, very, very active. Mm-hmm. And so there is a older hotel, I guess it is now, in town, and you've shared some EVPs with me from there at the Griffin Gate. So would you like to kind of give a quick backstory on the Griffin Gate and what these EVPs are about?
Yeah, but tell me real quick. I'm so sorry I sent you so many. What's
okay.
the title of these EVPs?
Okay. I've got one that says Get Out of Here, and I've got one that says Help Me, Help Me.
Okay. All right. Now, the Help Me, Help Me goes back to the TB. I'm sorry. That goes back to the TB hospital.
Okay. Okay. Let's listen to that one.
Okay. So let me tell you what happened. We were – I always tell my group – I always tell my group when we go something to stay together. Let's don't branch off and somebody get hurt, you know, that kind of thing. But I did the ultimate – wasn't even listening to myself. And as we're walking through – the group kind of walked ahead of me, and then, again, I get one of those, I keep saying I was drawn to go there, okay? So I stopped, and I entered a room that was not, we didn't really mark it to go into, but I was just drawn to go in there, and I walked in, and I just kind of turned around and looked, and I felt a very strong presence, and then later when I played my recorder, you can just hear, and it's like a whisper, and it's very quick, and it just says, help me, help me. And so I thought that was pretty cool.
Okay, well, let's listen to it.
Okay.
It's kind of there on the end. We'll play it again.
Yeah, and it's really low. I heard it better.
Wow. Okay, well, cool. Well, that's from the tuberculosis hospital in Paris, Kentucky. So we're going to kind of give us a brief description of the one at Griffin Gate.
All right. Now, Griffin Gate, we went in, and I kind of felt like there was a family there. I felt like there was a... an older man, maybe a grandfather or maybe an uncle, but he was older, and there were children there. And then I felt like there was a mother-father. Now, I just like the TB hospital, I had about 15, 20 EVPs, but I only sent you a few because I knew that we would get, you know, I mean, it's already like 20 kill, and you know, I didn't want to send too many. But this one was kind of funny because we went into this one room, and our cameras stopped working. And I had a video set up, and we would plug it in, and the light would go out. And then we'd go over to another plug, and we would plug it in, and the light on the video camera would go out. And I was getting pretty frustrated that we couldn't, get the video going. And then, I said, okay, well, I'll tell you what we'll do. Let's just take pictures. None of our cameras would work. We couldn't even snap our cameras. And then I said, well, maybe an EVP or something will come through. So when I rewound my recorder, I played it back, and you can hear me say something like, okay, here it is, or something like that. And then you'll hear a really strong voice, and he goes, get out of here. So it was I felt like it was the older man, the grandpa or uncle, and he was really wanting us to leave. So he was really making all of our equipment malfunction.
Okay, well, let's listen to it.
Okay.
Yeah, give me a...
Okay. All right, we'll try it again.
Yeah, we'll tell you... Yeah, okay.
Yeah, give me a...
Okay. There you go.
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
When you turn it down, you can actually hear him say, get out of here, because he was screaming it. And when you play it loud, it almost distorts it. So if you turn it down, you can really hear him say, get out of here.
All right, let's try it again.
Yeah, give me a... Okay.
There it is.
Yep. You can really hear it.
Wow.
When you turn it down, yeah.
Well, you and I have a kind of a celebrity friend that has been on a lot of paranormal shows here lately, and you and him did a college tour, and we have a team from when you two were together. So, and of course, this person is Chip Coffey. He's on Kindred Spirits. Yeah. He's done Paranormal State, Psychic Kid.
Yeah.
Did the airline show
and Sloss, and he was on the A&E airline when we did Sloss's Furnace.
Yep. So this one's Mama. So can you kind of give a backstory on that one?
Well, we were at Chestnut Hill University, I think was the name of it. And after we had finished our lecture, we would do a lottery, and then we would take like 40 students onto a ghost investigation. And we would ask them, where do you want us to go? And at one time, their college was a place where nuns and sisters lived. And so they took us to – they didn't really tell us where they were taking us, but we figured it out. Chip is so awesome. He gets very specific information. And he had gotten he had already made contact with one of the sisters. I don't know if it was like Sister Mary Alice Margaret. I don't know, but it was something like that. And so she was sort of psychically giving him information. And then I had my meter, and I was asking yes and no questions, and then the meter would go off for like yes or no. And I was picking up a little boy. And so I asked the little boy if he was a happy child, and I didn't get a response, and so it made all of us kind of sad. So when I played the recorder back, you can hear me say, are you a happy little boy, are you a happy child, or something of that nature, and then he just yells out, Mama!
Okay, well let's listen to that one.
Okay.
I'll turn it up here a little bit.
I'm going to ask you a question. Are you a happy little boy? Are you happy, sweetheart?
Wow.
I know. And the students actually started crying. And then Chip, with his wonderful talent, Chip came in and started talking with the sister, the nun, and she told him that he had come there as an orphan, and he had become very ill, and he was actually dying in her arms, and that was what he said before he died, was Mom.
Let's listen to it one more time.
Okay.
I'm going to ask you a question. Are you a happy little boy? Are you happy, sweetheart?
Wow, that's pretty incredible.
Yes, it is. Well, anything you do with Chip Coffee is pretty incredible, let me tell you.
Yeah, that's for sure.
So
I have to give you that much.
Yeah.
So we're coming. We've been talking for about almost an hour. We've got a little bit longer, but
yeah. Sure.
It comes down to some EVPs you and I shared. And I guess you could tell the story. I guess we could do the one that says Henry says, or the one that says Henry says, give me a minute, or behind you. If you want to share the story, you're more than welcome.
Well, I think since you and I were together, and always I enjoy so much, as always, doing anything with you, because you also are incredible. I mean, you pick up so much more, and you get very specific information. And so you were there at my Ghost Hunter shop one Saturday afternoon, and we were just talking. And then we were waiting on some people to come in. And you said, hey, you know what? Why don't we see if we can talk with Henry? Because in my Ghost Hunter shop, I had a resident ghost, and his name was Henry. And Henry would always help me when I would have my ghost hunting classes. When we would get ready to do the investigations, he would come through. He would come through the meters and make the meters go off. He would come into the audio. We would pick him up talking with us. And on this particular night, you said, let's try to get in touch with Henry. So what I did were those 30-second little intervals where I said, Henry, can you speak with us tonight? And then we waited and nothing came through. And then I said it again, and we waited, and nothing came through. And then on the third time when I asked it, he came through, and he said, just a minute. And it was really – we both laughed. We thought it was really funny. Then he kind of copped an attitude, and it was like, don't rush me. I have other things to do other than try to, you know, play with
you guys. Remember that night, he was very active. After the people got there to the building, he kind of – made himself known in the window, and I think scared a couple of ladies.
Yep, he did.
Okay. Well, let's play this. So it's Henry back in Lexington.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to try one more time because I do think you're here. So, Henry, can you say something to us?
Henry?
He was real quick. Just a minute.
All right, let's play it again.
Okay.
Okay, we're going to try one more time because I do think you're here. So, Henry, can you say something to us?
Henry?
Just a minute.
Oh, good old Henry. He would creep you out in that building.
I know.
Okay, so
now,
the other one,
look behind me, is the one you said look behind me?
Yep.
Okay. Now, that one is, I was having, this is Henry's way of teaching the students again. He just helped me so much. I was walking the students around, and I said, I'm going to take you into our favorite room, which is the employee lounge, and I laughed. And just as I laughed, I heard with my natural ear somebody say, look behind me, just like that. And so I stopped the group, and I said, wait a minute, I just heard somebody whisper. And I told them, y'all don't whisper. And they were all swearing that they did not whisper. And then I repeated it. I said, well, I just heard somebody say, look behind me. And I was really grateful that I did that because it validated that I was hearing the spirit speak, and what I heard was actually what he said. So you'll, after I laugh, listen real carefully, and you'll hear Look behind me.
Okay, let me find it here. All right, here we go.
Let's go in here. This is our favorite place. This is our employee lounge. Hey, did you whisper? Did you just whisper?
I heard something
said, look behind me.
It was right here.
I swear it said, look behind me. And I...
We'll try it one more time.
Alright, let's go in here. This is our favorite place. This is our employee lounge. Hey, did you whisper? Did you just whisper?
I heard something said,
look behind me.
It was right here.
I swear it said, look behind me. And I...
I was so excited. And there were many other times when I would hear, like, somebody... I would hear a name being called. Like one time we went to the mansion at Griffin Gate, and I got this perfect name. It just said Lori, like that. And I heard it, and I said, oh my gosh, I just heard the spirit call Lori. And then we played it back, and it said Lori. And then TB Hospital, I kept hearing a growl, and so I asked everybody, I said, are y'all hearing that growl that I'm hearing? It goes like that. And then it growled again right after I made the noise. So it's always neat to, if you're capturing EVPs and you do hear something, acknowledge it before you play it back. And then that way you got validation.
Wow. Well, Patty, it has been a fun time. And hopefully...
I loved it.
Out ghost hunting. And tomorrow's Halloween. Yay. All excited.
Yay.
So we're gonna kinda end everything else out tonight. So is there anything that we need to anybody, anything that you need to say to anybody, or anything about your ghost walks that you're doing that you like to share?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I am doing a Halloween ghost walk. Now, right now they're predicting snow. So if it does that, of course I won't be able to have it. I don't really have, if it falls below 50, I don't really go. Because as the night goes on, the temperature will go all the way almost to 39, I think it is. And it'll just get way too cold, especially if you're there outside for like an hour and a half or 2 hours. And that's usually how long we're out there. So I may have to cancel, but as far as I know, I'm hoping that maybe the weather will change and we'll be able to have the ghost walk of Lexington starting at 8 o'clock on Halloween night.
It's going to be cold. I've got to make sure to bring my jackets and all my non-Florida clothes.
Yes. Well, I don't like to go on the outside because a lot of people don't realize how cold it, you know, I mean, when you first walk out, you're kind of like, oh, this isn't so bad. But once you've stayed into it for a steady hour and a half, by the end of that hour and a half, your toes are cold, you know, your fingertips are cold. And I've had people that just had to leave the walk because it was just too cold. So I just got where I quit doing it. If it falls below 50, I don't do the walk.
Where could people get tickets?
Well, actually, they buy them on arrival, and if they'll text me, my number 859-699-1800, if you text that number and say, I'm going to be at the Halloween ghost walk, I reserve them that guarantees them a space, and then they just pay when they get there.
Okay. Well, share your number one more time.
859-699-1800.
Okay. Well, Patty Starr, thank you so much for being on my show tonight. I appreciate it so much.
Well, I love it, and I want to wish you the best of luck. Is it Buffalo Trace? Where are you going? I forgot.
No, Wild Turkey. Wild Turkey.
Wild Turkey, yes. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Wild Turkey. So the best of luck to you there. And if we get time, I'll be able to see you maybe. We'll talk about that.
We will. Well, you have a good night.
Okay,
darling.
Okay, baby. I love you.
I love you, too. Bye-bye. All right, guys. We're done with this show. How exciting. Halloween is tomorrow. I can't wait. Going to do some traveling and going to celebrate Halloween this weekend. So make sure that you go to wildturkeybourbon.com to get yourself some tickets to the event that I will be at. I'm doing a gallery reading. We're doing some investigations at the Wild Turkey Distillery. We're watching the episode of Taps that was there at Wild Turkey, that was filmed at Wild Turkey. And it's going to be a great time. So hopefully you guys can come. Again, that's wildturkeybourbon.com, and it's their events link. You can also go on my Facebook page, RJ Deacon, or look up therealmedium.com and find all the information there on that event. So, guys, thank you so much for listening. I appreciate it. This is my second show. We're still learning, but we're going to get there. So have a great night. Be careful tomorrow. All the kitties are going to be trick-or-treating, and if you can't find some candy, go buy some. Have a great night and a safe Halloween, and we will see you in 2 weeks. Bye-bye now.
Thank you for joining us for Live Paranormal Radio. From the paranormal to the unexplained, it all happens here.
It all happens here.
Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in our live video chat 24/7 with our live paranormal radio show host and other like-minded people. Live. Paranormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by Full Interaction Media. Stop by now and join the fun.